The Nevada Supreme Court recently overturned a lower court's ruling on a defamation case filed by a biologist who works for the Nevada Department of Wildlife, or NDOW. The suit was filed against the manager of a Facebook page that's critical of NDOW's policies regarding the treatment of bears in the Eastern Sierra. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke with This Is Reno's Bob Conrad, who's followed this story.
Bob, will you take me to the beginning? Why did an NDOW official file a lawsuit against a Lake Tahoe resident in 2017?
Sure. So there is a Facebook page devoted to sort of watchdogging NDOW, and in particular its bear program and how it handles bear issues, which are very controversial in the Sierra. So this Facebook page had a lot of really, I would say, vitriolic comments directed at NDOW, and has historically. I can only assume that at some point this particular biologist, Carl Lackey, basically had said he'd had enough. Filed suit against the page's owner. So I think that's what makes this case a little unique, is that a state official, apparently in his private capacity, sued the owner of the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, it has a little over 2,000 people like it. What concerns do the members have exactly? What are NDOW's policies on bears?
Basically, with bears, as I understand it, if they come across human activity, they can get desensitized, and therefore they become more dangerous around humans. And it very much can be a public safety issue. I think fundamentally what these folks would like to see is a different approach to bears. Basically, bears get euthanized if they're too desensitized to human activity. And that's the approach that the state has held for some time. I think scientifically they say they're in the right. However, as you can imagine, somebody who's very fond of wildlife, in this case bears, that could be very offensive to them.
So Lake Tahoe resident Carolyn Stark is the manager of the Facebook page. What does her relationship with NDOW look like?
So Carolyn Stark and NDOW have... they're not friends. There are other issues out there. The agency did try to get a restraining order against her, allegedly for some what they considered to be activity that was threatening. You know, she was following an NDOW bear trap on the highway. And so there was a case where basically the state and her reached a settlement, which is, these are sort of the parameters for you to do, you know, your activism without interfering with official agency actions. It was resolved. It was a settlement between the state and Mrs. Stark. In theory, that's resolved. However, there are other issues pending, of course, this lawsuit being one of them.
What did her attorney say in regards to the lawsuit from Lackey?
The basic defense for this case to the Supreme Court of Nevada was that this is a typical slap lawsuit. SLAP stands for Strategic Litigation Against Public Participation. Nevada has what's called anti-SLAP laws that, in theory, protect people from SLAP lawsuits. This is very much a First Amendment issue, which is if you say something and then you get sued for what you said, the anti-SLAP legislation, in theory, protects you from being sued and incurring very expensive legal fees. Stark's attorney argued that this was a classic anti-SLAP case. However, the District Court of Washoe County initially ruled in favor of Carl Lackey and against Stark. That basically meant that they had to appeal to the Supreme Court, which recently found in their favor.
At the end of the day, who are these laws supposed to protect?
Anti-SLAP legislation, again, is really designed to protect people from sort of being beat down by the legal process. You know, somebody who does not have a lot of resources to fight against, you know, legal motions or lawsuits, basically their ability to have First Amendment protections historically has been limited. If somebody says, I've been aggrieved by your speech, I'm going to sue you for defamation, in theory, you can come back and file an anti-SLAP motion. The judge, in theory, would rule in your favor. You would not incur any more legal fees. In Nevada's legal landscape, this is still being tested.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talking with Bob Conrad. Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno.